Senator Lamar Alexander proposed a bill intended to help people where health insurance companies are pulling out of the Affordable Care Act marketplace. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the bill would apply nationwide, but would help one specific organization in Alexander's home state.
Tennessee Farm Bureau is a not-for-profit that advocates for rural areas. It also offers different kinds of health coverage, including this. If you're a member of the organization, you can buy something that covers certain health care expenses. But legally, this traditional coverage, as it's called, is not considered insurance. It's not regulated by the state, and people can be turned away for pre-existing conditions. And you still have to pay the federal tax penalty for not having health insurance, because technically you don't. Yet even with the penalty, it can be a good deal, says Ryan Brown with Farm Bureau Health Plans.
People have kind of done the math, and in many cases, they're able to pay the premium for one of our traditional coverages and pay the tax penalty and still come out better, in some cases considerably better.
Senator Alexander's bill would make the math even more favorable. It applies to people who live in parts of the country where there are no options for health insurance on the federal marketplace next year, something the state says could happen in the Knoxville area. The bill waives the penalty for these people if they don't buy insurance, which means they could buy that traditional Farm Bureau plan without a penalty. Alexander's bill also says these people could use their federal subsidies to help pay for plans provided by a, quote, not-for-profit membership organization. In other words, the bill applies to Tennessee Farm Bureau.
As far as I know, it doesn't work anyplace else.
Timothy Jost is a professor emeritus of health affairs at Washington and Lee University. He called this a Tennessee Farm Bureau bill. Farm Bureau, for its part, says it didn't realize Alexander would be including this provision, although it has talked to his office about its unique status in Tennessee. If the bill passes, it would likely boost the organization's enrollment numbers. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.